What's up, stoners, stonettes, stonettes? Grab your blunts, your joints, your bongs, your bowls, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, pass that shit, let's start this shit. What's up, JP?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm all right. What's up, 70?
What up?
We back for season four, man, and for our opener, we got a guest today. He's been with us before, Edwin, over Gordo Productions. What's up, man?
What's up? It's good to be back.
Man, it's good to have you back, man.
Appreciate it.
What is Gordo Productions?
Oh, man, it's my photography and videography business that I do on the side. Pretty much I do maternity, weddings, and pretty much any kind of event you need.
I take
pictures of. And
I didn't know that. That's what's up, dude.
So, yeah.
I've seen you do promotional videos.
Yep. Restaurants. And
you ever do music videos?
I haven't went there yet.
That's
but,
what came to my
that's
mind.
That's one of my goals for 2020. Yeah. At least do one, you know.
Hell yeah.
Get my feet wet a little bit.
That's a whole nother game, man.
Yeah, for real. A whole lot of game.
But it's pretty cool, man, like the promotional. So you got drones and shit go up in the air.
Yeah. Everything's the whole
like,
nine.
Yeah. It's real nice, man.
Seems like it'd be complicated.
Hey, not really. I mean, to be honest with you, I learned everything through YouTube.
Word.
Like everything, Google and YouTube was my go-to.
I mean, that's what's up, though. Hey, as long as you get the knowledge.
For real, true.
You do have to start getting the eye for a picture, though. Like,
yeah,
I don't think
definitely.
Everybody has
no,
that.
No, you definitely got to have an eye for it. Definitely got to be really, really into it, too.
And get creative and kind of make the shot.
Yep.
But I also seen you take the drone out on the football field sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
So you do semi-pro still?
Yeah, I still do. This is actually going to be my last year.
Yeah.
After 8 years, this is all done.
Damn, hell yeah. 8 years. 8 years strong, man.
Yeah, 8 years strong doing the semi.
Who you play with?
I play with the Upstate Cobras right now.
Upstate Cobras?
Yep.
They any good?
Yeah, right now we're 2-1. 2-1.
Oh, is it in season right now?
Yep, we're in season right now. We had a game last night. We lost that one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Hell yeah. How many games y'all play and teams y'all go against?
We go 16 games, and we do teams from all over, to Alabama, to Virginia, and we even had one in Arizona a couple weeks back. So it's
pretty much everywhere.
So everywhere
right. We're traveling with it. That's pretty cool. I thought it was just going to be something kind of close.
Nah. You got your leagues that are close, but what I do is just a little a step beyond that.
Hell yeah.
You can fuck with it.
What's making you hang it up this year, man?
Man, I'm about to be... My birthday's coming up. I'm about to be 31. You know, you never know when you're going to break something. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm pretty lucky. Yeah. 8 years and I haven't really made
a
major injury, nah. So,
what's up? Hell yeah.
So I'm going to hang it up on the high note, you know?
Hell yeah. What position you play?
Nose guard. Nose guard and guard on the
offensive line. Okay, I don't know anything about football at all. What is that? What is a nose guard?
Pretty much, I tackle the shit out the quarterback.
Yeah, it's right
okay,
in the
word.
I plug up the hole.
Right in the center of the D-line.
Yep.
Like, I like to play defensive end.
Okay, on the end, yep.
And on my JV team, we had two really good defensive ends. I was one of them. At least really good for JV. I didn't quite have the strength yet for varsity, but I was like really good at JV.
Yeah.
I was kind of this weird in between.
You got the hype for it, man.
Oh, yeah. And we had a real good nose guard, man. That shit was like, before people tried me out on offense my whole life, I was chubbier as a kid, you know, until I kind of grew up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trying me on the offensive line. Got boring after a while, you know.
Yeah.
I love that defensive end, man.
Ain't nothing like the D-line.
It's contact every play.
Every play.
Doesn't matter
you
if you're
ready.
Getting a tackle, like, it's contact.
Yep. You got to be ready.
And it's a tough position, man, but that's just fun. Especially nose guard, man. Never know you get double teamed, you know.
Double team, you got to break through, you got to swim through. Do a little spin move or something.
Yeah, I miss them days, man.
Hey, I know I'm going to miss them. It's hard to let go of something that you love to do.
Yeah, I ain't done it since high school, but man, that shit was most of my life when I was young.
Yeah.
You been watching the XFL?
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit of it.
I ain't got to catch a game yet.
No,
is it good though?
It's not as sloppy as what people think.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's really, really a whole nother level of what the XFL was years back.
Right. I mean, I have watched highlights. And
it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
I looked up. I think there's like three ex-Clemson players in the XFL. I'm a big Clemson fan. So,
more reason for you to watch it, bro.
I just haven't had a chance to yet because we ain't got no cable here, nothing. Like, I had the I had the Hulu and TV package, but I cut it off for a little bit and just got basic. But,
gotcha.
So I ain't had a chance yet. But I think I'm going to go for the Dallas Renegades. I like their...
The Renegades?
I like their mascot, or their, you know, their logo.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Well, I like the red... The Roughnecks. I was about to say the Rednecks.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah, I always get the two best up.
I did see like in week one they had somebody puking on the field.
Yeah, dude, I mean straight gagging on somebody the floor.
Why was he puking?
I mean,
I assume
tired, winded. I guess.
Yeah, it could have been that too though. I had somebody else down say fuck on live TV. You know, I was like,
one dude threw a punch on the first game. He was the first player to get suspended out of the league.
Damn, yeah, oh, it just makes me wonder. Like, is something that's gonna be set up kind of WWE style?
I don't know. Maybe for entertainment.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's nuts because you could hear the plays and everything.
Yeah,
the coach is calling the plays and everybody could hear it. So it's nuts. It's nuts. It's a whole lot of different shit going on there.
I heard that, man. Before we get too into anything, you want to go ahead and do weed news at the beginning?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. So it's time for your what weed news. Do not look like that, JP. I swear to God, we will fight.
I'm judging, but go ahead. Go ahead.
So, does cannabis have a shot at being federally legalized?
Absolutely.
Yes, I do agree. And really, this article is just coming with really some facts about some certain laws and stuff that we have. But it went into detail of 2020 ballots and how legalization does get kind of put on the back burner of it sometimes, like with in elections, like, but shut up.
I was trying not to laugh, but yeah. Since JP did it, I did it.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost, to be real. I'm gonna need you to start over.
Okay,
what are we talking
about? Like, yeah,
because it started off with, will marijuana be federally legalized, right?
And then you wanted to talk about some back burners, like.
In the article, it did mention that sometimes it does get put on the back burner with elections and stuff. But recently, of course, we have 11 American states plus Washington, D.C. now have cannabis legislation laws.
I thought it was already legalized in D.C.
33 states have passed regulations for medical marijuana. 24 states have also decriminalized marijuana in some form or another. And there's an act, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, is a hope to remove cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act as well.
Bernie says he'll make marijuana legal day one.
Dude.
But yeah, fuck Bernie, dude.
You won't vote just for the weed.
I mean,
that's a horrible way to vote.
Yeah. I'm not even registered to vote, first of all. I don't vote. But, like, nah, fuck Bernie.
My thing is, he says he'll do it through an executive order. And I don't know, man, like,
That shit's got to get passed through fucking all that shit.
Probably just to get votes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely just to get votes.
I don't know
if anybody could.
Executive orders, man. Like,
could anybody really legalize it day one, though?
No. It's not believed. So, like, that's what I read an article saying that Bernie couldn't literally do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Talking out his ass on that one.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
100%.
I do agree, because they will say certain.
I mean, I do agree with that.
All in all, South Carolina is going to be one of the last states to get.
Yes.
You remember what number we voted on?
Weed.
I think I said 32.
What? I don't remember what we voted.
Well, you need to, because one of y'all going to be my bitch, dude.
We're going to have to go listen back.
What I want you to do for $40.
$40.
Man, if I think... he had to walk around and get somebody to pay him $40 to watch him eat soup. Until he does that, he owes me $40. Yeah, he has to earn $40 by doing.
Weird bet we made on the episode about who could guess what number South Carolina would fall in line as far as legalizing marijuana.
Yeah,
who could guess it right?
I said 32.
I'm pretty sure I said 43.
But we get to choose how they earn the $40 that they're gonna pay you with. Yeah, he's got to get somebody to pay to watch him eat the soup. Like.
But you were telling me that Bernie said that only minorities would be able to get into illegal.
Yeah, he said
business.
That, and
I don't think that's exactly what he said. I think you misconstrued that.
Well, from what I got out of it, he said that, and then he also
that would
said
be kinda awesome though.
He also said that all companies and businesses wouldn't be a thing. They would all be independent, government-funded stores ran by minorities. Is what I got out of that.
Like you read a quote that he had said or something?
I mean, no, I was just watching him on TV.
Watching him on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was looking into it, and I was reading what he has said about it, and said basically he wants to help minorities that have been affected by
the drug war. I guess that would be the equivalent.
It's kind of like when you go to college, and there's actually different scholarships for minorities sometimes, but that doesn't mean that as a white person you don't have plenty of chances too. There's not plenty of other scholarships.
Yeah. I'm not
blew him away.
Dude,
you blew him away with that whole
thing. You can get a scholarship for having red hair, for fuck's sake. Like,
really? So the Irish
yes.
get it too?
Yes.
The gingers.
If you look it up, there's scholarships
but
for like
basically, so it would be
every
like
fucking thing. Being
how the Indians have the reservations,
like,
right?
All kinds
basically.
Of shit.
Yeah. And like, or the casinos?
Yeah.
It'd be the same concept, right? Kinda.
Yeah, yes.
Just with weed stores?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I was trying to understand what you were saying, but I didn't really. So I had to go, yeah.
But that's not to say that there can't be like white people still in the business. That's what I was trying to say. Like they still gonna have their venues. It just may not be the same route that somebody else may have.
Dude, go ahead. Right
the
fuck. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Shot time for old friends.
Shot of crown.
Shotty
hey.
B.
Ooh,
I can't do it.
Party no, animal.
It doesn't got warm.
Ooh.
Did I have something else to say about that burning shit? I think we did. Or did we cover it?
I think we covered
feel
that.
Feel the burn.
Yeah, we really did. But he does want to also start working on expunging
Uncle
records
Bernie.
That are
affected by the drug wars.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a
that
good idea.
I agree with
that's
that.
Definitely something.
That was actually part of my weed news, too, was that that act, the Marijuana Opportunity Expungement Act, also was supposed to provide equity.
Like the word. That's the word of the pod. Equity.
Equity.
We did a thing on equality versus
it's
equity
supposed
one time.
To provide equity programs to help people directly affected by the drug war. And also expunge low-level cannabis records and shit.
Our strain of the day. It's going to be strawberry cough.
I got some of that. Or I had. Emily got me some of that one time.
I had a record high of 22.98% THC in 2018. It's a sativa hybrid or sativa dominant hybrid. Unmistakable strawberry flavor. So it's strong in flavor. And this one won the title of Best Flower in 2013 Cannabis Cup.
Hell yeah.
Damn. I ain't never had that shit.
It's nice.
Yeah, I ain't never had it either. I ain't never had that
nah,
shit.
Nah, yeah, you have. Emily
well, not
had some.
Then.
Really? When?
Strawberry cough?
Yeah, like around Valentine's Day. That's what, I'm pretty sure I smoked my weed with you when she got me for Valentine's Day. And that's what that was.
Okay.
Strawberry cough with
strawberry. She told me what she was going to
strawberry
get
cough
for
is
Valentine's
good to use for depression
really?
And anxiety.
It was cute.
Help kind of bring you down from that.
I thought it was cute, yeah. Too,
was,
she told me.
I was watching a documentary on weed yesterday. I was kind of dozing out for a nap, too. But it was talking about weed, medical marijuana with depression. And apparently CBD helps more depression than THC does.
Yeah, THC is a more relaxed.
But THC does have its other benefits with fighting cancer, I want to say. But anyways, for depression, CBD is better. And, of course, it talks about moderation because you get too needy upon it. Then it doesn't really help your depression at that point.
I think I read that too much CBD can cause severe liver damage.
What?
I've never heard that.
Like smoking a large amount of it at one time. I meant.
I don't know. Never heard of it.
I never heard of that one.
Typical effects of the strawberry cough is focused and creative, and the THC content, like I said, is, well, I think I said the highest earlier. They got its average at like 19%. So that's pretty strong for a bud.
Yeah. Strong little flower.
Y'all heard that Trump's trying to end the longest war with the Taliban, or the longest American war with the Taliban. They're signing an agreement.
No, I haven't.
I heard a little something about it, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, a lot of people are out here saying, you know, we can't trust the Taliban.
Can't do it, man. You can't.
This treaty's supposed to lower the number of troops in Afghanistan from 12,000 to 8,600, I think, and hoping that'll ease some tensions, you know, and the Taliban is supposed to reduce their violence. But one of the things I was saying was, you know, up until the time, they need to not be violent until they sign the agreement. And it's kind of a time of year where they're not normally that violent anyways because the winters are harsh over there right now. So numbers are just down in general right now of their killings or, you know, evasions or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, a lot of people are saying, you know, we can't really trust that that'll be the same later.
You can't. They could give a shit about a damn treaty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It could just be a ploy just to get less people there and make it even
out
of numbers.
Let our guards down. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
So,
fuck all that.
But Trump did promise to, as part of his original campaign, to pull people from overseas. So,
yeah.
You know, it's campaign time again. Yeah. Way to kind of tell people, hey, look, I'm coming through my promise. How you feel about Trump, man?
I don't like that. Dude, I mean,
you think anybody's gonna beat him this year, though?
That's to be honest with you, man, I hate to say it, I have a really strong feeling that motherfucker's gonna get reelected.
Yeah, I did too, man. I just don't think there's somebody strong against him right now.
I mean, I don't think there's nobody strong. Exactly.
I don't really have a big interest in politics because I feel like they're all fucked up and like they're all. This whole going against each other is bullshit.
Like, honestly,
like,
I think
it's all rigged. But yeah, he's definitely going up with another
term. Right now, no from doubt. What I see is Elizabeth Warren, the strongest motherfucking lady. Right
you like
now.
Her?
I like
I think
her.
She
lot.
Comes off kind of fake. Like, I don't,
you
I
think
don't know
so?
Her.
Really? I
I'm
think
not too sure.
I think she comes off as being aggressive and sure about herself and knowing what the fuck
she's
talking about.
I haven't watched
the
debate
about.
Or nothing, though. I just kind of see the clips of her coming out on an interview or a show and just being kind of silly.
I don't know who
she might be okay.
I'm really
I seen something about
I
Tom
was that Tom Sawyer was on stage with Juvenile?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, back in that ass.
What?
Up.
Was he
all
really?
You saw was those white people throwing their hands up.
Right. This shit told me one time, I think she was Colombian too. She was like, why white people only dance with their shoulders?
Yeah, that's all they do, man. I don't get that. No hip action.
That's hilarious because it's true.
But, I don't know. Tom Sawyer. I was saying, though, like, what if he really liked the song and he just can't help that he's old and white, you know?
That's how he comes off.
Right.
Dude, he was stiff as a fucking tree, dude. I don't know what the fuck.
Because you would think he's just doing that for votes, man. Like,
yeah, definitely.
I feel like
the
he's
minority
just being a little extra.
That's what it is.
I will say one thing that I like about Trump is what he may have started with future elections. I'm listening to a Tom Steyer ad, and he says, and kick his ass in the economy. I'm like, when would a presidential candidate ever said ass in their presidential ad before Trump?
Yo,
It's like, I want to watch debates one day, and a fucking presidential candidate stands up there and just like, yo, fuck that guy.
Kick him in the nuts.
I'd probably vote for that.
Trump has opened up the vocabulary a lot for presidential candidates or presidential characters anyway.
I will say, though, I do miss having somebody that sounds intellectual, because Trump just doesn't sound intellectual.
Bro, he sounds like an idiot. I mean, his Twitter fingers are ridiculous, man.
His mouth sounds like his Twitter fingers.
Man, his Twitter fingers are ridiculous. Like, I don't see how this guy's still there, man.
I think he's funny. Well,
that Tom Steyer dude, I was watching one of his commercials, and there was one dude that came on the commercial was like, Tom Steyer can call Trump out. And I about fell the fuck out. I was like, what is this?
Tom Steyer and every other person.
Not Tom Sawyer, Tom Steyer.
Did I say Tom Sawyer? Oh, man, I really thought I did.
I need y'all to get a good look at JP real quick. All
right.
Good look.
All
right. Probably good enough.
Okay.
All right.
All right, what's
something
up?
That Addy asked yesterday.
Oh, my God. No.
All right, what's going on?
Does he look like he would have a hairy ass?
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. That's a conversation for. We need to have another special guest, this girl or something.
How
was that working? Because she said something. I don't see skinny guys having a big hairy ass or something.
Like, JP doesn't look like he would have a hairy ass.
What?
So we're just going to talk about hairy asses now?
Yeah, she smelled my ass one day. Voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
Actually,
it was the white stuff on
her
ass.
But, well, it was on my ass, though.
Yeah. No, I guess it was toothpaste on his pants.
I didn't know that's what it was. I was like, smell it. Brandon was like, no. Addy was like, I will. And then she bent down to smell my ass.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Nice.
I can't remember exactly how it was worded, but she said...
Why are y'all talking about my ass?
JP didn't like you. She was like, no, Brandon mentioned something about his hairy ass.
I mean, you're a hairy ass dude, though. Look at you. I'm not.
That was kind of my point.
Yeah, like, I'm not.
That's why I was. That was actually my point. I was like, I think you could look at a dude and tell
if it's hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird that she would think about that, though.
My brother-in-law used to play this song, too. They used to crack me the fuck up when I was a teenager. Said, there's nothing grosser than a man with a hairy ass. And every time that shit would crack me the fuck up.
Was that, like, the story of the song?
Pretty much, yeah. There was more to it.
I wish
I
remember the song. Like,
it,
I can't remember it for shit, but it was like some
anal
old,
in the dishes.
Like,
I have to look it up and play it.
Oh. It was like some old shit my grandpa was listening to, man. And it was just about a kid, like, learning to jack off.
What?
It was saying about a man, but it was like him going back as a kid and finding his penis for the first time.
Wait, hold on. What song?
I don't know. I can't
remember.
I bet you want to hear that.
It was
now.
Some old shit.
I feel like.
Sounded like it, at least. It sounded like some really old shit.
I mean, you could probably
There's
Google a song about
song
a kid jacking
like
off and it might pop up.
But. I'm still not 100% if he was really for sure if it was like a toy or.
I never.
Yeah, what's that song?
It was a Chuck Berry song and it was called My Dingling.
Oh.
No, the robot dick. Like his dick fell off. I know, like that song you shared a song on Facebook and it was about a dude's dick falling off.
Oh my God.
Was that or not? It might have been. I don't think it was though. Because I forgot you actually played that for me before. That My Dingling.
Word.
And when I, like,
y'all
I
look
heard
like
it.
The couple that would play My Dingling.
Well, I think we got on the same conversation. Y'all scared of this coronavirus?
Huh?
Are you scared of this coronavirus?
Not
would
really.
You shave your beard for it?
No.
Fuck no. Well, I'm not eating no more Chinese food till this shit's over with.
Dude, I told Emily, man, we walked into this place today.
We didn't eat Chinese buffet food now.
Nah, fuck that.
You know what? You kind of making me want to grab my noodles. I'm going
to
wait.
We was trying to go to a mall eat Chinese, but man, that shit was so packed. I went down like 5-6 rows. Couldn't find
no
park.
Dude, it's tax weekend. People got the taxes this weekend.
Should have known. We was only going for the damn food. So we just
fuck. What the fuck?
We just happened to be in the area because we went Chuck E. Cheese today. But, so we ain't having no Chinese food.
Man.
You know, McDonald's.
A lot of people say it's a hoax and shit like that. Shit.
I feel like it was just released. Like, I actually read an article about how it probably came out of a lab.
Yeah.
They have one of the few biomedicine labs or some shit like that in the same city where the epidemic started, and things have gotten out before in Chinese labs. And, I mean, coronavirus is not new. This may be a heightened, stronger version of it.
Like a
version
2.0 or something.
Right, but the virus itself has been around for a long time. So,
gotcha.
I don't know, man. I think that it was kind of released, and I don't know if it was necessarily on purpose. That's the question all the time.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if it was necessarily on purpose or not. China is known for population control, though. I mean,
definitely.
But I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. I'm not cutting my beard.
I'm not either. I mean,
I seen some shit. So basically, like, a full beard you shouldn't have, but like certain facial hairstyles you can get away with, but you shouldn't have hair but around your mouth too much.
Fuck that.
Because the shit won't stick.
I guess.
Right?
Next thing they're gonna say is gonna cut all your hair off and shit.
Right, you'd have a better chance of getting me to cut my head hair off than my beard.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm not doing that.
How long you got growing that thing?
It was October 2017.
That thing got a mind of its own now.
Yeah.
That shit is out there now.
Yeah,
bro.
It was October 2017. I did a clean shave to be Chucky for Halloween. And the very next year, I didn't shave at all. Very next year, I did Tommy Chong. I haven't touched it since. So.
Nice.
2.5 years at this point. Yep. Or going on 2.5 years at least.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah, man. And like,
that's dedication.
I haven't trimmed it or nothing. I do shape up sometimes.
Yeah,
I haven't
of course,
done that
yeah.
in a while, though. So it looks kind of crazy. And I haven't cut my hair in a while, man. I've never
dedication.
Let my hair get this long before.
I see, man.
but yeah, the beard itself, I guess, going on 2.5 years.
Yeah. Dedication. And you got the dreads, man.
8 years.
Damn.
The beard's starting to get in the way, though. I'm going to start tying it up at work.
For real.
I'll just tie it up. Fucking do something with it.
Fucking do it 2 braids, man.
Oh, yeah.
Split it.
I wish my beard would connect, man. I feel like I have, like, a box cut on my chin.
I was damn fucking with some expanded foam at work the other day, and I thought the can was empty because, damn, nothing was coming out of the tube. I go to unscrew the can. The shit fucking wasn't empty, popped in my fucking face, and that shit's all stuck in my beard. And
damn.
My beard's already kind of getting in the way, so, that shit's still in there, I think.
That shit was on his hoodie today when I was folding clothes.
We was talking about the coronavirus. You scared of it? You seem like most likely to be scared.
I mean,
and you get sick
I'm kind of on the fence.
Well.
Like, I am kind of being cautious. But
no, thank I got
at
it.
The same time, it's like, come on, like, we survived swine flu, like,
yo,
I just don't Y2K. Understand how...
Y2K.
Are people really not drinking Corona?
Oh, yeah, I read I seen the headline. I didn't even decide to read it. But it was like a News 7 article, so it was legit. It said that Americans are avoiding Corona beer.
Corona beer, yeah.
because of coronavirus.
That shit was the stupidest shit.
The amount of, like... People buying it went down.
You know what, dude? If I was like Bud Light, I would put out a commercial, and I'd be like, Corona.
My name is not Corona.
Coronavirus. No incident. No coincidence.
That's pretty good.
Get Bud Light.
I can see some shit, or at least a Twitter war going on right
there. Yeah. You know who be having Twitter wars? Wendy's.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy's and fucking Burger King and shit.
Oh, yeah. That should be funny, man.
Yeah, they be fucking
I don't have Twitter, so I don't know.
I'll see it every once in a while, but, like, a lot of times the memes you see about it, if you look it up, it'll end up being real.
Yeah, like, real from Wendy's itself.
Let's see, man. What else we got? Y'all heard about Zimmerman now trying to file a lawsuit, not only against Trayvon's parents. I think we reported on
for
that.
For what? How does he have a lawsuit?
For apparently messing up his...
Yeah, what do you call it when you talk bad against somebody? Slander.
Slander. Now, slander is when falsely accused.
That's
no.
What?
Like, if I take you to court for something knowing you didn't do it, then well, you then can sue me for slander.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think he was going for slander. Yeah, I think I just, like, got the definition wrong. But he was going at Trayvon's parents for slander. I think I reported on that about a month ago. And now he's going for two cops as well.
Dude, he just turned this whole thing into a money thing, ain't it?
He really has. Like, that dude, he just keeps trying to get paid off of it. To me, I feel like that's what shows more than anything how sick he really kind of is.
He's made a fucking living out of this shit.
Yeah, he really has.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's sick as fuck. But, you know, I hate to say it, but people like that, their time is coming.
I'm surprised that it came already.
Karma,
but karma is a bitch. Karma will get him.
To that motherfucker.
It seems like karma is going to be the only one to get him because I was kind of surprised they let him live out there.
Yeah, man.
Especially in Florida. Because Florida's wild.
Florida's raw. Like, that shit's a fucking jungle
like
for real.
Casey Anthony, bitch. Like,
those
the
Haitians
fuck?
And all those Hispanics, they don't give a damn.
It's one of the damn. You hear the craziest stories come out of there, too.
Exactly.
True.
It's just. Florida's a whole nother place.
What is
it's a whole nother level.
That shit, like, ain't even a part of, like, the rest of the South. Like, it's just the whole thing.
I read an article about this man on bath salts in Florida being caught eating some, like, dead person's face off or some shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I
was
like, what the fuck is this shit?
I saw the video.
Bath salt, though.
It's always fucking Florida. Like, what the fuck
people
is this?
People still doing that shit?
I wonder. I haven't heard about it in a while.
I think, which we haven't done a podcast in a couple of weeks, preparing to start a new season and all, which we're going to try to get a guest every episode for the whole season. So 10 episodes, 10 guests. That's the goal.
Season 4?
Hell yeah, man. Been going strong for a little while now. But the whole, I don't think when we was here last year in February, I don't think we talked about Black History Month at all.
No, we did.
You ever, we was talking about it last night. What was that? Was it Addy? I don't know. Somebody was telling us, is like, why is there just 1 month, right? And then I was like, well, I mean, if it's just like a time just to give recognition, period. Like, because if you don't have the month, then you don't have the recognition. And I don't know, like, we just had this kind of debate where, like, it, was both just like, I agree with that, I don't, but it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. It finally hit me. So I think Black History Month was more for people. I don't think it was so much for us now because we're a more open-minded generation.
Yeah.
I think that was for a different time.
Different era.
Yeah, and it's just stuck around now at this point.
Of course.
But yeah, I think that was actually meant for a different era to teach other people.
Yeah.
To appreciate.
And plus, it does initiate a lot of conversations in school. You end up talking about things that you don't talk about the rest of the year.
You find out about people's culture and stuff like that. And you're
so, I mean, to me, I mean, I think, you know, if you really think about it, it does initiate conversation. You ever done, like, a project for Black History Month? And is there anybody important you've ever chose?
Man, I didn't choose anybody, but I had to do one on Oprah.
Yeah, do one on Oprah?
I don't know.
How do you feel about Oprah?
I don't like Oprah.
You don't like Oprah?
I don't.
But she would give you like, a free car if you were in her audience.
But I'm not in her audience.
Why don't you like Oprah?
I don't know, dude.
Did it have
there's
anything to do with
about
the,
her.
Did it have
I
anything
don't.
To do with the project?
Nah, dude, because I remember specifically thinking before the project, man, I hope I don't get Oprah. And then I got Oprah.
It's like you spoke it into
existence. Yeah, you definitely spoke that shit to me.
But, I mean, I don't really have a reason, but there's just, like, something about it, dude. I can't get down with it.
I did Muhammad Ali one time. Found out a lot of cool stuff about him. One thing I've seen that's always, that I've always remembered was he used to read the Bible just to find contradictions in it.
I didn't know that. That's
damn.
But Muhammad Ali, you know, we all know why he was a great person, you know, like, fucking... He stood up for who he, you know, for what he believed was right versus going to war. Like, and he said, you know, y'all can throw me in jail, y'all can take my titles, I'm not fighting for a country that's not going to fight for me. Exactly. And at that time when he was there, man, who can fucking blame him? You feel me?
For real.
So I learned a lot about him by doing that, but that was one thing that always stuck out to me for some reason.
But I never did a project on Black History Month. But one person that really stood out to me is Rosa Parks. You know what I'm saying? Just the fact that, you know, after working a long-ass shift, she didn't give a damn who you were. Right. She was going to sit where she wanted
and
to sit.
And you know what?
You know what I'm saying? I thought that was pretty powerful. And getting thrown in jail for that shit.
Yeah, and a time like that,
the
man.
The fact that she was Black, but a woman, too.
Right.
Like, that's
powerful.
Too, yes.
Definitely. So that was definitely one person that definitely always stuck out to
at
me.
At a time like that, they could have been
always
her dad.
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah. The majority wouldn't care, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Harriet Tubman was my bitch.
Like, that's a weird way to say it.
Like, she was.
Y'all forgive my friend, man.
She was a tank, man. Nah, dude.
She can just say wild shit.
Nah, man. Dude, she was a boss, man. She did a lot, dude. She was a fucking boss.
I need to check out her movie that just recently came out. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
it. It's called Harriet or something.
Yeah.
It came out maybe late last year.
I'd be down to watch it.
But yeah, I need to check it out because I still ain't watched it. I heard it was pretty good. But why? Just because the whole Underground Railroad, fucking like, what was it about her?
I mean, she just like did a lot. Like she did, she freed a lot of people or helped a lot of people anyway.
Yeah.
It was really that.
Hell yeah.
Like she kept going back to help people.
Yeah.
Like I feel that's like myself. Yeah, if I was to get out, I would be gone. Let me tell you, man, I'll be gone. But nah, she put herself back.
Yeah.
And then went back again. Like,
got anybody?
Whitney Houston.
It's hard on the spot, yeah. Ain't it?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I just talked
really
about a project I did.
Really,
I didn't necessarily.
There's a, no, I've never done a project on anybody specifically that I remember anyway. But. There is quite a few of them I could say were pretty significant, like A. Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman. Quite a, yeah, it's a lot.
Let me see, named everybody that we named.
Right. I ain't never, yeah.
Well, not only that, Malcolm X, like Nipsey Hussle, like there's a lot, like for real, even from.
Yeah, I mean, I like the spirit, but. Nipsey Hussle isn't really like a part.
No,
but he is gonna be considered one day.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't think that went with the question.
I mean, not exactly.
Like,
no, but we're talking historically. I know, but.
But yeah, I mean, Nipsey did a lot that's gonna maintain for a while. So I feel you on that. So you never had to do a project though? Like, that's crazy.
I never did a project.
I mean,
I feel like I only did it once. So I guess
I'm
I
just
never
saying
did a project
that I
like
remember. I don't remember having to do one, but maybe at one point I did.
True that.
We got Comic-Con coming up.
That's my
I'm
shit.
I'm fucking ready.
Yeah.
Comic-Con Greenville coming up.
Yeah, I went like a year or two ago. It was at the TD Convention Center.
Comic-Con's what reminded me that you was here about a year ago, because shortly after we had you on, we went to Comic-Con, and we seen somebody that knows you, and I can't remember who it is now, but he was like, yo, y'all, you from the podcast, ain't you? And I might have been wearing my shirt. And he was like, my boy Edwin was just now up there with y'all. And yeah, so that's how I realized that shit was about a year ago.
Yeah, man, that's my shit, bro.
I've never been to a Comic-Con.
I'm definitely a
big. We need to get us the lighters and shit and go.
Yeah, that'll be dope. When is it?
Coming at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Fucking right. I'll be
maybe
down.
Some cards. We can get something in time.
I'll be down.
That'd be dope.
Stickers.
That'd be dope.
They'll start handing something out.
Yep.
But yeah, we go last 3-4 years in a row, something like that.
Yeah, man. That shit's always exciting.
I didn't always go. I was the one in high school that was like, or even in, I just hit an age, like even middle school where I just thought, too cool for a certain shit.
Nah, man.
And I never did get into comic books anyways. I couldn't get into the layout style.
Yeah.
But going to Comic-Con is just cool because, you know, fucking just, it's more than just comic books. You know?
It
it's,
is.
It's the way people dress. You know, it's the stands.
It's a culture, man.
It's a culture, man.
The way the art, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, like, man. The art's dope.
The vibe and everything.
Everybody's friendly and it's shit. Great. And, I mean, I enjoy it. I take the kids all the time over there.
People that dress up and they're like, oh, mom, just taking pictures and shit.
You can take, well, I don't know if Kaylee would be into it, but.
Take Bella. Yeah. She probably would. So, yeah, we'll be out there this year, though. We normally go at least one day.
Yeah, us too.
But,
we get the Comic-Con cups.
Oh, yeah, Sphinx.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I used to think, you know, you grow out of shit at a certain point. Now as an adult, I'm just like, why do we act like adults are only supposed to drink and do drugs to have fun? Like, there's nothing wrong with fucking dressing up and going out to do this shit. There's nothing wrong with fucking just going.
Still liking this shit.
Yeah, just liking it. Playing games, you know, reading comic books. There's nothing wrong with that shit, man.
Dude, I got Dragon Ball Z tattooed on my fucking arms, bro. I'm into this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a damn what people think. I'm never gonna grow out of
it. Yeah, there's adults that get together and play fucking like Yu-Gi-Oh and shit.
Damn
like,
right.
I used to say that shit was kind of lame, but now it's just like, what's wrong with adults having fucking clean fun?
I know, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Like, I think that helps you as a person too, just being yourself.
Every
you know what
weekend,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
individuality, man. It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments, and they pushing fucking 30 years old.
Like, I'm getting older, and I still like to go play backball or something. You know, people start judging me, be like, man, you're old ass nigga. You know, I'm not there yet, but it might get to that point, and I'm still going to be trying, you know. So it kind of goes the same way, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
True that.
But, I don't know. I kind of want to try the new Pokemon game if I ever get me a Nintendo Switch.
I got me a Nintendo Switch.
Because I've seen somebody I used to work with started a YouTube channel, and that was a Sword and, was it? Pokemon something and Sword.
Sword and Shield.
Sword and Shield.
That's what I got.
That
shit
looks cool.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, I want to try that shit out.
It is amazing.
I don't know shit about Pokemon ever since Gold, though, like the other generations. I don't know nothing.
That's the first gen. That's the damn first gen and shit.
I think the last one I played was Emerald.
Yeah, Gold and Silver was the last one I knew anything about.
Nah, man. You got to get into it, man.
I played it
amazing.
On the Chromebook when my senior year when they gave them to us in high school.
Man, we went out to eat last night. My sister just turned 21. And my cousin's a waitress.
Okay, yeah, let's get on this.
So at the end, you know, we had 10 people there, so then, but we had split bills and shit. So then my cousin, who's a waitress, starts talking about tips. Wants to know what people are tipping, wants to make sure they're tipping well and all that shit. She gets mad at JP because JP was just one person on the bill, $27. And can I say what you tip?
Yeah.
All right, and tip $2.
Because I got $2 service.
I mean,
the drink. Okay,
you're entitled. Okay, look, you're entitled to tip as your service was, I think. If your service was shitty,
it wasn't bad.
I'm not going to tip that way.
No, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
You're going to get a pretty damn good tip. If you was on top of your shit.
Okay, my thing with tips is like, America is one of the few countries that do. And up until, like, the recent, want to say 100 years or so, it was considered a bribe.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of restaurants in America that do pay a steady wage, and they don't accept tips. And I've watched some interviews and stuff. The employees there are a lot happier than tippers here. So I feel like, and they have the ability to go out and get a good paying job. They know what they're in for. So if somebody doesn't tip good, you shouldn't feel any type of way about it.
They get in it for the tips. That's what you keep missing when you talk about this. They make good money based off the tips. Tips.
They do, but so if somebody doesn't tip good, don't be mad about it, because you know that that's a possibility, is what I'm saying. It's not guaranteed.
I mean, you
somebody,
did leave a tip. Some people,
I did.
Some people don't leave any tip.
Some people leave a fucking quarter.
Like,
oh, yeah, man, that's a slap
service
in the face.
If
right
you
yeah.
Give
yeah.
Me
I'd rather you
why do that shit?
If you're going to give me $2 service, then you getting $2 worth
but
of
But was it $2 yeah. Service in your opinion?
My beer took fucking
no,
forever. Your appetizer took fucking forever. And didn't they mess some other shit up, too? I know they did.
Not for me.
I mean, just in general.
The other drink, that was fine.
Yeah, the appetizer.
On the sweet tea, they was on the sweet tea, but all the alcohol beverages did take forever.
And they did forget Bella's Sprite, too.
Oh,
and they didn't bring me my Italian dressing. Like, what the fuck? When I asked for it, so.
It was a lot of people, though.
And they didn't sing Happy Birthday, which was an issue.
Oh, man.
Hardly anybody does that anymore.
Okay, but they have employees, and I would bet money that said employees know the Happy Birthday song. So why the fuck they can't take a minute to stand around a table, clap, and sing Happy Birthday?
Same part of their job.
I would have tipped good if they would have did that.
I find that hard to believe.
Nah, dude, I've left somebody a $15 tip before.
Okay.
Depends on myself. Like, I'm not an asshole. I just did not think that their service was great.
I didn't feel at home. I couldn't just that, you know. But I had four people on my ticket, so it was completely different.
I seen this thing where this dude's bill was like $100 and something and only tipped like a couple of dollars. Or they didn't tip at all.
I mean,
and somebody got mad about it.
Yeah.
Some people act the fucking gratuity if it's more than a certain amount, or, you know, or if the party is like six or more, the fucking gratuity is included.
Yeah, and
in the
if
bill
I'm
anyway.
Paying that much for food, chances are, fuck no. You should. If you're going to do that, you might as well just pay them more.
Yeah.
I think in certain places, I don't like it even more than others, like Waffle House to go.
What yeah,
am
fuck
I even
that.
Tipping you for? Because I know your cooks get paid fucking full time.
Yeah, I don't tip Waffle House when I fucking take it to go. When I order and call
but
it
don't
in.
Don't they add it in the bill, though?
No.
Oh, I thought they did.
Fuck no. Hell no. I don't tip them, though. For what? Yeah, I didn't say that. I didn't get no service.
They get paid decent to cook.
Damn right.
I don't know, man. I always try to. I do base off service tips, but I try to be kind of fair.
Fair.
But at the same time, sometimes I'm not asking for that much service. So my bill may be this much, but I only ask for your refill my drinks, right?
Yeah, true that.
So, you know, I sometimes have a cutoff point just because, you know, just because I feel like it was just me or just us.
Yeah.
Too. But I do try to be fair. But you had pissed her off yesterday. She didn't think I was fair.
Man,
that's hilarious.
It's not my problem, though. She don't problem. Have a good thing I didn't do that for her to think that it was fair.
I felt like, when we toast and you say to the hunt, the
oh,
fuck
man.
Does that mean, man? To you?
To me, it means to the hunt, dude. What do you mean? Like, what you told me that it means, or like what it means?
What it means to you?
What it means or what it means?
I think the first time I heard it was in reference to a fox hunt.
Okay.
But I like the new meaning a little bit better.
So he'd be saying this shit all the time while we drinking this shit. And I'm watching Hulu the other day, and there was a trailer come on for a movie called The Hunt.
Yeah.
And
I think I've seen
yeah,
that
and
shit.
And it's hunting down humans as a game.
You're a cannibal?
For some reason, that shit.
Nah, I wouldn't eat them.
For some reason, that shit sounded familiar, though. Did we not talk about that hypothetically one night?
No, you texted me. I know we did.
Before that, I saw that for the movie.
Yeah, I think we did. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, now we got. So this movie's coming out, and you said, I bet you can do that somewhere. Would you go hunt humans?
Man.
Dude.
If the price is right, to be honest.
I mean, in a way, that's kind of what war is, but just doing it as a game.
Like, if they're like, all right, we got some people in this big ass place, and they have weapons, and I'll give you $50 million if you hunt one of them. Dude, I'm going hunting, man.
That's like that reminds me of that movie, fucking Hostel. You ever seen that show?
Oh yeah, dude.
Fucking like
pay
rich
to watch
ass
people tortured.
Rich ass people go to these foreign countries to fucking torture humans, basically.
Yeah.
Like they stalk them out from the airport all the way to their hotel, and they fucking like trick them to go to these rooms.
And they pay
and
to
they
have
fucking
certain
tortured.
Shit.
They sniff an ass of cocaine. And they torture the shit out of these humans.
That's crazy.
Fucking Hostel is a crazy ass movie.
I've heard of it, but I ain't never seen it.
Would you hunt a human?
Nah, man. There's certain things that my soul can't, like,
take.
Yeah.
I can't hunt. I wouldn't be able to.
Like, I feel like I'm going to be judged for that later. Like,
who has to know about it?
I mean, if there's a judgment day, I'm
going
to be.
Somebody's going to. Yeah.
Well.
Like, I don't know exactly what happens after you die. Like, I'm not.
Well,
like,
but
deep
I
into
think
the Bible, I don't believe all that.
But it says all sins are equal in the God.
That's
God.
What I'm saying. Like
I don't
believe everything in the Bible. I feel like the Bible is written kind of to control.
Well,
but I do think it's a greater
power,
and I don't know exactly what that means. So I don't want certain things negative on my soul whenever I go out.
True that. 100%.
You could always repent.
Huh?
You can always repent. God forgive.
Repenting is bullshit when you do something just with the intention to repent.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any intention to repent. I have the intention to get $50 million.
Okay, well, okay, well, you put it that way. Okay.
Like, I'm not just going into this shit yeah, so I can be forgiven. Dude, no, I'm not. Dude, you're going to tell. I'm the nicest person you've ever met. Probably. Maybe.
Probably.
I'm one of them. Yeah.
Definitely probably
one of them. I'm nice.
Definitely probably.
I'm really a nice person.
Yeah. I could tell.
Definitely probably top 100.
But, dude, that could, like, buy my mom a house. I would could set some shit up for my future kids to be good. Like, I could do a lot with $50 million. I could finance my music career and then make even more money for my kids.
Yeah, man, if you say so. If you can live with the fact that you just hunted an innocent person for no reason.
Well, okay, but how do I know that they're innocent? They could have been rapists. It could have been like some Saul type shit.
Well, we don't know.
But we don't know
that. We didn't get that deep into it.
But we don't know that they're not innocent. Like,
they were innocent as far as you know.
Well, what if I'm just going into it like a court of law, you know?
You've also talked about your price on traffic.
Dude, just go to the fucking black market. Live there.
Nah, man. Like,
he going back put a price this. on how much it would take to talk him into trafficking a person. I said I don't think I could do it, but
I couldn't do that
because of what they're going to go through. But maybe a price on their organs, you know, like just put them out their misery. But don't send them off to just be raped and shit. Like.
Nah,
dude. You can sell organs without killing the person.
I guess it depends on the organ.
Yeah, I'm thinking more so like kidneys. But
I just thought I was going to just like
you know, sell a heart. No, man, you got to be the one taking it out. What you mean?
middleman and a heart transplant.
That's funny.
Yo, man, but how can people get in touch with you, man? As far as for your photography.
Check me out at Instagram at GordoProductions76. Also, you can get in touch with me on Twitter, Gordo76. Anywhere, I'm pretty much easy to get in contact with. Facebook, Edwin Botero. Anything you need, come check me out. Call me, DM me, whatever.
Man, we appreciate you coming out, man.
Man, it's a pleasure.
Gordo means fat, right?
Yeah, fat boy.
Fat Productions.
It was... my mama's nickname since I was a kid, Fat
Words.
Boy.
You always been a bigger dude.
Yeah, I always been a big dude, so yeah. The shit stuck with me, so I might as well put it to play.
I heard that, man.
Nah, man, I appreciate you guys having me, man.
Yeah,
it's
it was
always,
great meeting you.
It's always a great time over here at the Opinionated Stoners.
Yeah, man, it's always fun to have you, man. We appreciate having you back. And it's right around the one-year anniversary.
1 year, baby.
I think we had a pretty good episode. JP, you got anything to wrap this thing up with, man? Anything we missed today?
Don't get drunk, man.
Stoner shit with JP? You got anything?
You know what? Let's do some past stoner shit with JP. Yo, what's the weirdest thing you've ever smoked out of? Since he's on here.
Damn. You put me on the spot with that one. The weirdest thing I smoked out of. I'll have to say a fucking can, I guess. You know, I think that's. I mean, I'm pretty basic, bro, you know?
It is kind of basic, but I mean, like.
I haven't smoked like that.
How much weirder should you get?
Yeah, right? Like, I was behind the fucking alley with a can.
Okay, I smoked out of a toilet paper roll.
Dude, I did that shit too once.
I
slid a fucking thing and I put the fucking roach.
I smoked out of a banana.
A banana
and a cucumber one time.
Damn, you like long things, huh?
Nah, man. Look, it was just convenient because I didn't have a bowl.
Was a paper from a Bible.
Oh,
that's not weird. That's just wrong.
It was the first little blank page. I was a teenager. Me and my friend were trying to. Yeah. We didn't have nothing to roll.
I was a teenager and damn, some of my homies took a blank page out of the Bible.
I still feel bad for that shit.
I don't think I would have been able to either. Yeah,
I have my
so.
Own beliefs about things like that, but I still kind of feel bad about that.
You should. You definitely should. Let's end the podcast on that note, man. That's
what's your favorite shirt, bro?
My favorite strand? Man, I've been smoking this pineapple kush lately, man, and it's getting me pretty nice. It's nice, mellow. It doesn't make you pass out. You know, it's not a hard hitter. That's what I've been smoking on lately, and that's what I like right now.
Yo, we need to start our video shit where we're talking about going to get a new damn piece from the smoke shop up here and then review it and shit.
Yeah,
we'll start doing dope, but after we get a little collection, man, do a photo shoot with fucking pieces and smoking and shit.
Fuck yeah, hit me up.
Yeah, that should be kind of dope.
Damn
yeah,
right,
dude, man. We should eat some shit too, cause people get paid a lot on YouTube for eating shit. Like, there's this bitch that she gets paid like a lot of money to eat crab legs.
Word. I was thinking that that we could start another video shit for YouTube, and it could be making munchie foods. And then trying them and, you know, talking about it and shit.
Snack time with the stoners.
Did you ever watch Epic Meal Time?
Nah. My mom used to make something where she used to use cereal. And she almost made like a similar to a Rice Krispie treat, but I think she used some kind of different cereal. And just like marshmallows and peanut butter and all kind of shit. Like, shit, we just make up some man-made shit like that, you know, just...
Yeah.
Some man-made shit, dude. Get the fuck out.
Off the top of the head.
Some man-made shit.
Yo, Epic Meal Time was that shit, though. Y'all should YouTube it.
I don't know what
it
is
at
all.
Get the fuck out. YouTube it. I'm not going to say anything. Just YouTube it.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Probably won't. All right, you
do
know,
it. I'm not playing. All right, do
man.
It.
Yo, once again, man, we appreciate Edwin coming out. We're going to close this shit out. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at Opinionated Stoners. Share our shit if you like our shit.
And pass that shit. Stoners.